Mark chapter 8, verse number 36, where the Bible says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" I'm interested in that question in verse number 37. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And I want to preach this morning with the Lord's help on sold to the highest bidder. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray now for your unction. Lord, that you would fill me with your spirit, that you would clothe me with your humility, and that you'd hide me behind the cross, that others may look to Jesus, from whence cometh their help, in whose name we pray. Everybody shout amen.
Amen.
What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What is the going rate for a soul today? I want you to think about that for just a moment. We could look in the scripture to men like Judas, who sold our Lord for 30 pieces of silver, and we could say, well, to him, his soul was worth 30 pieces of silver. We could look to modern news outlets today that report teenagers who give their lives, or take their lives rather, over something seemingly simple, insignificant, and temporary, but they're willing to lose it all over some trauma in their life that they, for some reason, don't think life is worth living to get past. And many today, I think, are at a deficit in as it relates to how they value their own soul. Can I suggest to you today that the reason people think so little of themselves is because they believe the lies that the devil and this culture and this society have told them. We are in a pandemic today of souls for whom Christ died, but who know little of the value of their soul. I believe that it was Charles Haddon Spurgeon that said, "Think of the value of a soul when both God and the devil are after it."
Hey!
I want you to know something today, young people. Your soul is far more precious and valuable than any of you ever have been able to recognize to date. And I want to encourage you today not to sell yourself cheap. I want to encourage you today to realize that greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world, that you have been created for a purpose, and that there are no accidents, there are no coincidences. Amen, that you're here for a reason. I don't care about the conditions that underlie your upbringing or your raising or how you ended up here. The humans may have called you a mistake, but mark my words this morning, you are not a mistake in the eyes of God, and you have a soul for whom Christ died. But what would you sell your soul for today? I'd like to quickly mention some bidders that are making a bid on your soul. Bidder number one we would like to identify as self. Many times people sell themselves out for what pleases them. I mean, first and foremost, and their list of priorities is what pleases me, myself, and I. Amen. And let me tell you something, self makes a lot of promises that it cannot keep. Self promises both comfort and control, but delivers misery and bondage. Do you understand? Jesus himself said, even in this very passage, that he that findeth his life shall lose it. But he that loseth his life for my sake in the gospel, the same shall find it. Self will try to convince you that life is worth living just for what pleases you. And it promises you comfort and control, but delivers on neither one. Can somebody say amen this morning? Think about Esau for just a minute, who sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. I'm talking about that thing that God had lined up for him. That thing that did not just symbolize an inheritance, materialistically speaking, but which symbolized his heritage of faith that his father had passed down to him. It symbolized the blessings that God had lined up for his future. And many of you today are selling your soul away for what pleases self, and you're selling yourself far cheaper than than what God has lined up for you. And I'm telling you, if you'll sell out for Jesus, you may lose a few things along the way, but you'll pick up a lot more value. Amen. You'll find out that living for Jesus will be worth every mile, and it'll be worth every trial. What is your soul going for today? I'm telling you what, bidder number one may have an offer on the table, but I can guarantee you one thing, it's not the highest offer on the table for your soul. Bidder number two will step up, and we call bidder number two sin. Sin will promise you a perpetual existence of pleasure, but will only deliver permanent pain. Amen. The Bible says that there is pleasure in sin, but for a season. That means you may have a good time, but it'll only last a little while. But after a while, the Bible says lust, when it conceives, brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Amen. And sin may promise you the world, but it will deliver death to you. And you may be one today that might think that you'll get by living in your sin and having a good time and living it up. But the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And you will not be the first nor the last to come along and think that you can take sin by its tail and whoop it. And before it devours your very soul. Are you hearing me today? You better not but sell your soul to sin. It's not the highest bid on the table for your soul. And you don't need to sell yourself cheap today. God has a lot more in store for you than this world ever thought about giving you. I tell you, I'm glad I got saved when I was 11 years old, because I didn't have a chance to get trapped up in a lot of the mess that many people get trapped up in before the Lord saves their soul. And some may even wonder, do I feel like I missed out on anything? I feel like I missed out on a lot of hell and heartache. Amen. I feel like I missed out on a lot of junk that this old world had to offer. But I'm glad that the Lord spared me a lot of that heartache and that hell. Amen. But it don't matter how far down the road of sin you have gone today, there's still something better on the table for you. And you don't have to accept the bid that sin makes over your life. Can I get an amen? Think about David for just a minute, and we'll go on to the third bidder. And David looked over there at that beautiful lady across the rooftop who was not his wife. And think about this, he could have as many women as he wanted. He could have anything that he wanted, but he chose another man's wife and put him on the front of the battle and had him killed to hide his sin of adultery. But then the Bible later on, when judgment came to the house of David, it was told by the man of God that the sword would never depart from his house. And I'm telling you, I know that Jesus forgives you of your sin. And as far as your sin debt is concerned, you confess your sin before the Lord God Almighty. And in your spirit, you're just as good for heaven as if you was already there. But there's some sins you'll reap in the flesh until you breathe your last breath. And it's not worth selling your life for. Can I get an amen this morning? You better let the Lord Jesus Christ take control of you. Amen. And fill you with His Spirit. For the Bible says to walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You can't win the battle against sin in your life or temptation without the aid of the good Holy Ghost of God. But if you'll surrender yourself to Him, He can teach you how to live the life of an overcomer. Can I get an amen this morning? That's bidder number two. Now bidder number three wants to step up, and I call him Satan. Amen. Satan promises you power and promises you prestige in this life, but he only delivers poverty and shame. He only delivers poverty and shame. Oh, he'll make a lot of promises to you. He'll tell you that you can take the world by the horns. Can I get an amen? He'll tell you that you can live on top and you can live for fame and prosperity and popularity, but he don't show you the end result of that pathway. He doesn't show you that he's offering you a bait and switch. Can I get an amen? He'll promise you one thing, but deliberately deliver you another. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning, but somebody's contemplating a different life than what God has for you. Somebody's been thinking about going down a different road. You're thinking about finding all the reasons why you should quit God and quit church and quit this camp meeting and say, that's not for me. I've got my own life to live. I was out soul winning one day to a lost man, and I asked him if he'd give his life to Christ. And he said, "Preacher, I've just got a lot more I want to see and do before I can do that." And that might describe many of you today. Satan's whispering in your ear, promising you that you don't have to do this, that there's something out there that you'll enjoy better. There's something out there that you'll have a lot more fun doing. But the devil is a liar. By the time he gets through with you, he wants to tear you up, chew you up, and spit you out. He'll discard you like a rag doll. He'll take every ounce of value in your life that he can find, because the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." I thought about Eve, how Satan slithered into her life. And the first thing he did is caused her to doubt the very word of God, and said, "Has God said?" And Satan made Eve think that God was the liar. That God was holding out on something. That God had something better for her, but he was deliberately deceiving her and keeping it from her. And isn't that just like the devil, to try to convince you that he has something better for you than even God Almighty? But the devil is a liar. Amen. I said it the other day, and I'll say it again. My worst days with God are better than my best days with the devil. Amen. Oh, the devil don't have anything to offer me. And he may be a place to bid up for your soul, but don't sell yourself cheap this morning, honey. Amen. There's another offer. Amen. A fourth bidder comes up, and I call this one the bidder called society. Society will try to convince you to just go along with the flow. Amen. If Satan can't get you, society will try to convince you that because everybody else is doing it, then it must be okay. But think of that logic for just a moment. When Jesus said, "Broad is the way," amen, "and wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." Society promises you peace. Society promises you prosperity. But society will deliver hopelessness and despair. Just think of the evils of socialism and communism, and how that they try to convince us all to just pull our money together so we can all help one another out, not knowing that evil wants to take everybody, rob everybody blind, and hand them pennies in return for what they've exchanged. I'm not trying to get political, but just trying to make a point that society does not have the answers for mankind. Amen. This world's government system does not have the answer for you. They will try to promise you the world, but they deliver nothing but hopelessness and despair. And I'm telling you, the Washington D.C. and the White House don't have the answers for America. Amen. World governments don't have the answer for America. But I tell you one that has the answers, and his name is Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? Jesus Christ is bidder number five. He's the Savior of the world. Let me tell you what he offers. He promises the benefits of his comfort. He promises the benefits of his control. He promises the benefits of his pleasure. He promises the benefits of his power. He promises his prestige and his peace and his prosperity. And he delivers on every one of his promises this morning. Jesus Christ has placed the greatest bid on your soul this morning, for the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 18, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." I want to say this morning that God found the most prized possession in his eternal existence, which was the very blood of his darling son, the very lifeline of his darling son. And he looked at us dirty old rotten sinners, and while sin, Satan, self, and society placed a lot of bids on us, he said, "Y'all stop right there, I'll place the highest bid." Amen. And I'm glad that he placed a bid that nobody else could beat, that nobody else could match this morning. And I got to thinking about it. He didn't have to place a bid that high to outbid the devil. Amen. But God gave his very best for our very worst. I can't even imagine this morning why he would do such a thing. But I'm telling you, the day that I got saved on September the 9th of 1990, it was as if I responded to the wooing of the Holy Ghost and replied to his invitation, sold to the highest bidder. Amen. I said, Lord, you can have me. You can take me. If you'll take me as I am, I'll go with you just as I am. Amen. Oh, I just want to take a pause, break, and shout for a minute. I want to thank the Lord for his grace this morning. I want to thank the Lord for his mercy this morning. I want to say this, that grace gives you a first right of refusal. Hallelujah. You don't have to take the bidding of this old world. Some of you think you've gone too far. Some of you think that you've already, it's too late for you, that you've already made the exchange. But do you know what the word redeem means? It means to buy back. Amen. There's enough power in the blood of Jesus to buy you back from whoever you sold yourself to. And as long as there's breath in your body, there's hope for your soul. I'm telling you, you can be sold to the highest bidder. And some of you need to be reminded of the fact that you are valuable in the eyes of God, that he loves you with an everlasting love this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I just read one more passage of scripture? Hosea chapter 3. Woo! Hallelujah. And verse number 1, then said the Lord unto me, go yet love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord towards the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. So I bought her to me. Woo! Glory to God. This is a picture and a type of where the Lord found us. Amen. We had worshipped other gods. We had worshipped ourselves. We had created false idols for ourselves. But the Lord came and he said, I'll take her. Amen. And he paid the ultimate price. I want you to think about Hosea. He went to that auction block, Brother Sean, prepared to make the highest bid. Amen. And I want to tell you, there wasn't a whole lot of money that had to be put up for her. Amen. But he was willing to pay whatever it took. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, I rejoice in the fact that the Lord invites whosoever will to come. We'll read this one and we'll close. Isaiah 55 says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, glory to God, come ye and buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. God says you don't have to have any money. All you need is the currency of heaven. Do you want to know what the currency of heaven is today? The currency of heaven is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you will come to Jesus with a repentant heart and faith in Jesus alone, he'll wash your sin debt away. He'll bestow upon you the righteousness of Christ, and it will be declared sold to the highest bidder. Thank God for his mercy today. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah.
Tabitha's gonna come sing a minute. You sit there and soak on that. You might need to come to this altar. Ask God to cut you loose from something you've sold your soul to. May not even be saved. Be a good day to get saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Might be a child of God. Let's let something else start eating on your soul. Let's get some help. What a message. Glory.
Some call it progress and the rest come. us. So we both share on the smallest and pure Lamb of God. Oh, Jesus, the Lion of Judah, the promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who in this thing conquered the grave. Jesus is the world's only Lord of all, Lord, we have the crown of King. All creation will thunder His name. The name is Jesus. So we rose and share on the smallest and pure Lamb of God. Oh, Jesus, the Lion of Judah, the promising Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus is the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. All the great leaders who sleep in their graves one day will bow and proclaim. He's the Lord of all glory, the crown King of kings. All creation will thunder His name. The name is Jesus. So we rose and share on His Father's hand, a pure Lamb of God. Oh, Jesus, the Lion of Judah, the promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus is the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. That name is Jesus, so we rose to share. Yeah.